We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Cheskas Metaltelin, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal is basing this halacha on chapter 54 in Likutei Moran, which is a long, interesting chapter with many, many important issues. And till now, he gave the introduction pretty much. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to get into the topic of Choshen Mishpat that we're dealing with. Nimtza, we conclude based on what we explained in the past two paragraphs, Kishe'elu hashnei balei dinin boin ledin, when two litigants come before a court, a Jewish court, v'koifren ze ezeh, and they disagree with each other, there's a disagreement, v'echot mehem vadai meshaker, and one of them is definitely wrong, we're assuming for now, one of them is not telling the whole truth, v'zeh shemeshaker, who pogam b'masa u'matan b'emuna, the one who's not telling the truth has caused some wrongdoing regarding this issue of conducting business in a proper way. U'pogam b'bechina hanal, b'bechina slad b'kom achshavta b'al medosi, and therefore, as we learned earlier, he's also been pogam in his connection to Olam Haba, to the next world, to the world of truth. Shehu bechinas zikoroin, which is associated with the concept of remembering, to remember where we came from, that our souls originate from Olam Haba, from above, from the Kisei HaKavod, and that's where we're supposed to get back to. V'hapegam bo al yidei bechinas ra'ayin. And we mentioned earlier, Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran in Torah Nun Dalet, that when a person is poigem in this zikoroim digdusha, it's because of a pegam of ra'ayin, because the zikoroim is connected to the eyes. The pasuk ul zikoroim bein einecha, by the tefillin. So the fact that this person is being poigem in the concept of zikoroim digdusha means that he has a problem of ra'ayin, she'enoi ro b'shel chaveroi, that he looks with a wrong type of eye at his friend. He's jealous of what his friend has. He wants something that's not really his. That's one possibility. Oi, a second possibility could be al yidei koyach hamedame. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that there's a problem in this world that we exist in this materialistic world called koyach hamedame, which is another nickname for the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, which makes things look like like different from what they really are. It makes things appear different from what they really are, which is a form of sheker, a form of falsehood. Makes something that's really look good, really good, look bad, and makes things that are really bad look attractive. Ki be'emes, and now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki be'emes anachnu ein choishdin esechot miYisrael sheyeshaker legamri b'li shum tzad heter. The attitude of the Torah regarding this is that we do not suspect a Jew, an observant Jew, of lying out and out without any basis, without any justification at all. But rather his intent is simply to steal. We don't assume that. We don't start out suspecting people like that. That would be a real clear example of ra'ayin. Person that wants something that doesn't belong to him at all, that's not his, and will do whatever it takes to get it. Ki Yisrael lo nechshedu al zeh, because Jews are not suspect of this normally. Rak anudonines hameshaker shenichshal be'esek zeh al yidei koyach hamedame, but rather we assume that the one who's lying here, the one that's wrong, unfortunately, as a result of koyach hamedame, he's stumbling. You know, he's making a mistake. Shehu mate es ein hodom. The koyach hamedame causes people to see things improperly. They don't see straight. They don't see things for what they really are. Umedameloi milsa la milsa, and this person is comparing one thing to another. Umoireloi eze heter betous alidei hademyoinoi shalkoyach medame. And through this, this person has come up with some kind of a justification, how he's really allowed to, that this really belongs to him. He's really allowed to try to get that thing, even if it involves a little bit of lying or stretching the truth or whatever it is. Through his demyoinos, through the koyach medame, he remembers hearing or seeing something like this, that somebody wants this and it was okay, so he figures it's okay for him also. He's found justification. He's found a heter for himself through a koyach medame, by using the wrong aspect of medame. And that's what caused him to make a mistake, you know, and to lie in a certain way, or to deny the truth, you know, regarding this other person who he's in court with now. Ki hamedame mate lefa'omim esodom. Because this medame, this koyach hamedame, sometimes causes people to make mistakes. Again, medame means the concept of comparing things to each other. Hefech ho'emes. And sometimes it causes people to do things that are the opposite of the truth, all the while thinking that they're okay, that they're beseder. Sometimes you'll hear kids get into a fight, an argument, he took my toy, but he did this first, but so what? Just because he did something wrong doesn't justify you doing something. So what? What do you mean? But he did that, you know. A person looks and they justify things based on comparing things to other things where it's a wrong kind of comparison. Nivgam hamasu matn bemuna, and as a result of this mistake, this causes a mistake and a problem in conducting business properly. Shehu bechinas laad bekom achshavta about, which is the concept of attaching your brain to the future world, to the place of truth. Bechinas zikoroin, which is the concept of holy memory, as we discussed in the previous paragraphs. Nimtza she'echot me'elu habalei dinim pogam bebechinas zikoroin alidei koyach hamedame kanal. So therefore, normally when two litigants come to court and they're disagreeing, he says he took it for me, no, I didn't take it, I'm 100% right, I was allowed to, you know, we assume that one of them has been poigem in zikoroin, in this zikoroin digdusha that we spoke about earlier, through the koyach hamedame. Avol ein yoyden ezehu. But at first, the judges don't know who's the liar, who's the one that's wrong. V'yalkein posku chachomeinu zal. And for this reason, our rabbis in the Gemara have made a decision. Shekol mi shamitaltelin biyodoi heim becheskosoi. That whoever is holding the thing in his possession, possession is 9/10 of the law, or 10/10 of the law. The fact that he has it in his hand, we assume that he's right until proven otherwise. Why? Because Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, in Torah Nun Daled, ki ikar tikun v'hachnoas hamedameh hu al yidei bechinas hayad, that when you want to correct a problem in medameh, the way it's done is through the hand. Bibchinas, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk there, ubiyad hanavim adame. The pasuk makes the connection between the yad and adame, that the tikkun of the koyach hamedame is through the yad. Kimevoy Rasham Heitev, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this and explains this very, very well over there in Likutei Moran. Kal yedei hayad, because through the hand, Dahainu bechinas nigun. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the hand is used to play music, musical instruments, a clarinet, a trombone, a guitar, everything. The hand, the fingers move up and down, and they define a song or a tune. Shemevarer horuach toiva min horuach necheya, whereby the hand selects the good ruach from the bad ruach, the good notes, the good musical notes, from the notes that it's supposed to skip. through negina diktusha, through proper song, a person is zoicha to the zikoroin that we spoke about earlier, shehu lad bekomach shavta, which is to attach your thoughts, your brain, to olam haba. Shehu bechinas maso umatn be'emuna, which is also tied into the concept of conducting business in a kosher way, as we explained in Sif Beis. Ki maso umatn be'emuna hu bechinas nigun. Rav Nosson Zal says now, we find in another chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal makes the connection between maso umatn be'emuna, between conducting business properly, and song, music. Because there's a pasuk that says business is called masa umatan, give and take, that concept, buy and sell. Music, song, is also called give and take. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, se'u zimra usenu toif, lift up the song and give forth the drum. The same terminology, masa umatan, is used about conducting business as is used about negina. Kimavur b'makom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in a different chapter on Likutei Moran. V'alkein, and therefore, mi shehadovor biyodoi, the person who has this object in his hand, when they come to court and there's a disagreement about metaltalin, about movable objects, a watch, a gold ring, money, a wallet of money, metaltalin, the one who has it in his hand, we assume that it belongs to him. We believe the one who's holding the object in his hand, because he seems to have a better connection to the masa umatn. Because again, masa umatn is associated with the hands. Ki ikar hadovar tolui bebechinas hayad, because the whole concept of the tikkun of maso matan be'emuna is dependent on the hand. She'al yodoi machnien hamedame, we saw earlier, the yad is what has the ability to be machnia the koyach hamedame, the sheker, which is called koyach hamedame. She'idei zeh zoichan bechinas zikoroin, lad bekomach shavta, shu bechinas maso matan be'emuna. This is a case where if you're familiar with the chapter on Likutei Moran, if the connections are easy for you, that zikoroin is the eyes, and zikoroin dikdusha is associated with the eyes, which is associated with the concept of masu matan be'emuna, which associates it with negina, and what opposes it is medame, so then each time Rav Nosson Zal makes the connections, even though the terms at first glance don't seem to have any connection, but you're familiar with the train of thought, how Rabbeinu Zal builds it over there. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal builds it perfectly, pasuk by pasuk by pasuk, showing how these things are all part of one chain. So if it's this, automatically it's A, B, and C, which precede it. Ki be'emes einonu choishdin esechet mem lebechinas rayin kanal. Because once again, Rav Nosson Zal reiterates, the fact is, we do not suspect either one of these litigants of being an out-and-out liar. You know, rak sheze shemeshaker nichshal al yidei koyach hamedame shehito isoy umara lo yheter betoz. But rather, the one who's wrong between the two, we're assuming that he stumbled, he's making a mistake because of the koyach hamedame, because people think, a lot of times people look at something and they compare it to something else, and just like that, you're allowed to do that, you're allowed to do this also, mistakenly. And that's what's justifying him in his behaving the wrong way. And this is why the Gemara, if you take a look in the Gemara in Baba Metzia, other places where the Gemara explains the logic behind why we make somebody swear. When two people come to court, Reuven says, I lend Shimon $1,000. He owes me $1,000. Shimon says, it's not true. I asked for $1,000, but you said you didn't have it. You only lent me $500. Or I gave you back $500. I only owe you $500. That's called moide b'miktsas. The Gemara says that in that case, Shimon is required to swear that he paid back the other half. And then we believe him. Then we let him go, period. Even though, exactly. Because the Gemara explains over there, Chazoko ein odom meiz pono b'pnei bal choyvoy. We have an assumption, we assume, that a person would not have the chutzpah to lie in the face of a person who he owes money to. That if Shimon owes Reuven $1,000, he doesn't have the chutzpah to say, I don't owe you $1,000. Elo, ishtamutehu dekom ishtamet. So therefore, Shimon knows that he owes the full $1,000. Shimon knows that he didn't pay back $500. But he doesn't have the other $500. He has $500 now. He knows that in a couple of weeks, he's going to have the other $500. And he'll give it back. So therefore, he's just saying this now to buy time. He's denying, he's making believe like he paid $500 back just to buy time for himself a little bit. He's not looking to steal. He'll give it back. But he needs the extra time. Hainu, this is what the Gemara says. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Hainu, she'enoi bebechinas ra'ayin legamri. So Shimon is not in the category of person who has mamish ra'ayin. Ayin ra, that he's a liar, a thief. He's ready to take somebody else's money without anything. Shehu sitra demoisa, that's mamish sitra achra. Bechinas azuz v'sheker gomor, that's chutzpah. That would give a person the ability to lie completely. Rak she'onu choish denoisoi, she'mishtameit. However, we suspect him that he's looking to postpone, he's procrastinating, he's looking to put a delay on it. Umamtzi loy heter, and he finds a justification for himself, me'achar shebedaitai leporoi lebasoi, since he definitely does intend, in the end, to give back the whole amount. Rak shemishtameit le'esato, just right now he's trying to delay it, he's trying to postpone it. Alkein einoy oise isur. And that's what makes him think that he's not doing an avera. I'm not stealing. I'm just trying to hold him off, you know, to hold back the dogs. Vizeh b'chinas koyach hamedame. This is an example of this koyach hamedame at work. Shemate esodon, which causes a person to make a mistake. Hepechoemes, and to think the opposite of what's really, really right. Ki be'emes, Osur lichbor klal alefilu levisho, because the real truth is a Jew is not allowed to lie even for 15 minutes. Even if you intend to give it to him in 15 minutes, you are not allowed to say, I don't owe it to you. I never took it or I paid you back. You can't do that. Number one, that's regarding the shvu of moide b'miktsas, a person who admits to partial and denies partial. V'chein om rabbi senuzal al shvuas heses, Shetiknu bekoifer bakoil. And our rabbis go ahead and apply this same logic regarding the case of Shvuas Heses, where according to the written Torah, if Reuven comes to court and says, Shimon, I lent you $1,000, you owe me $1,000. Shimon says, I owe you nothing. I never borrowed it from you. Or I paid you back the whole thing. That's called koifer hakoil. He denies the entire thing. Midoraisa, according to the written Torah, there is no shvua. There's no shvua. Each one has to bring witnesses. It's a matter of witnesses or the court's decision, period. However, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, one of the great rabbis, instituted a shvuas heses, a shvua midrabonon, that even in a case like this, where even here we make him swear. Why? The Gemara says, machmas sofek milve yeshono sheyesh lo yolo. The Gemara says, because you know what Shimon is thinking? Listen to this one. Shimon is thinking, Reuven says, I owe him $1,000. Why? Because he was a great guy and he lent me $1,000 when I needed it. It's true, he did lend me $1,000. But I'm a good guy also, and we know each other for 10 years. I bet, I don't remember right now, but I bet a couple of years ago when Reuven needed money, I probably lent him money, and could be we forgot about it. So it's very possible that Reuven owes me money and he doesn't remember and I don't remember. So I don't know how clear it is that I owe him this $1,000 right now. This is what the Gemara says, that there's a suffix of a milvi yeshona that Shimon has on Reuven, and that's why he says, you know what? First thing, I'm going to deny it. First thing, I ain't going to give him the $1,000. That's number one. Then I'll go back home, I'll check my records, I'll talk to my neighbors, I'll turn the world over to find if there was a time that I lent Reuven money, you know, and he didn't give it back. Zehu gam kein bechinas koyach hamedame mamish. Rav Nosson says this is also a case of real koyach hamedame. Shemedame loy besfekois, where the person starts fantasizing and imagining and thinking, just like I owe him money, he probably owes me money too. Ki'ilu chaveroi chayev loy, as if Reuven owes him money. V'alkein muter loy lichperboy, and therefore, I'm allowed to deny it. First thing, I'm going to deny. So we'll put him on hold. And then I'll go back and check my records. V'zehu mamish b'chinas koyach hamedame. This is the real koyach hamedame in the raw. Ki haklal, so Rav Nosson says, what do we see from this? What do we see from how the Gemara looks at these two cases? Ki haklal she'ein onu choish denoisoi, rak she'nichshal alidei b'chinas koyach hamedame kanal. When two litigants come into court and there's this kind of a disagreement, we don't assume that one of them is just a big fat liar and he's got the chutzpah to lie right in the guy's face and tell me that. We don't assume that. We assume that this is koyach hamedame at work. And koyach hamedame, there's gray here. It's not black and white. There's some kind of a gray area, and that's what's allowing one of them to change the truth, sort of. V'alkein, and therefore, ha-halocha roivachas, the law opens things up and says, ha-moitze mechaveroi olav araya. The one who's holding it in his hands, we assume that it's his. The one who wants to take something out of the possession of somebody else, the burden of proof is on the one who wants to take it out of the other person's hand. Meaning, again, in our case, Reuven and Shimon, he's denying. Shimon's got the money in his pocket. Shimon says, I paid you. I definitely paid you on Sunday, 6 o'clock. I met you in this one. Reuven says, I don't remember any such thing. I know I lent you the money. I don't remember you. You don't remember? The burden of proof is on you. The money's in my pocket. You want to take money out of my pocket, you got to prove that I didn't pay you, you know. I'm just giving an example. We're not getting into the full technical aspects of this. Ki chazoko kol ma sheyesh biyad ha'adam hu sheloi. Because the assumption is, the default is, that whatever a person has in his possession, we assume it's his. We trust the one who has it in his hands. We trust him more that he's telling the truth and that he's not stumbling through medameh. Because Rabbeinu Zal showed in Likutei Moran that the hand is what weakens the medameh. So a person who has this money or this object in his hands, we have to assume that he's the one who has weakened the medame more so than the one who doesn't have it in his hand. V'alkein, iker cheskas hametaltelin, hu tekev kishebol yodoi. And therefore, the definition of the status of metaltelin, how do we define the status of what's the status of this money, whose is it? The answer is as soon as it comes into somebody's hands, the assumption is that it's his. Because all movable objects which are transferable from one person to the next, money, a ring, a watch, any, all of these kind of things which can be transferred from one person to the other by the hand, al yodom nase hatikun hanal. Through this metaltalin, through this transfer from yad liyad, is accomplished the tikkun of maso matan bemuna, shehu bechinas noite shamayim kayaria, which Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, corresponds to this posik, noite shamayim kayaria, shehu bechinas zikoroin, which is the concept of zikoron digdusha. Veze toloi bayad daika. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that it's dependent on the yad. The yodayim are very, very important. Shehu hachnoas hamedame. The yodayim are what defeat the medame. Sheboi toloi hazikoroin. Upon which is dependent the concept of zikoron, the ability to remember. V'alkein, and therefore, iker cheskas metaltelin. The main thing that defines the status of movable objects is whose hands it is in. Possession is 10 tenths of the law. We assume it's in his hands, it's his. Whoever wants to take it out of his hands, the burden of proof is on them. Interesting coincidence. We're learning this. This week's parsha is Parshas Re'eh. Shabbos at Mincha, yesterday on Shabbos at Mincha, we started reading Parshas Re'eh. And we're going to read it again Monday and Thursday and this coming Shabbos. On Shabbos morning, we read Parshas Ekev. One of the discussions in Parshas Ekev applies exactly to what we're learning here, based on a Likutei Halachos that Rav Nosson Zal discusses. There, the pasuk, the chapter begins in the middle of Parshas Ekev. Hashem says, beware, beware, you're going to become rich, you're going to be successful, and you're going to forget Hashem. And you're going to say, Koichi v'oitzem yodi osol yesachay lazeh. It's my strength and the strength of my hands that built up all of this, that got me my house and my business and my children, everything I have. It's my work, my effort. Koichi v'oitzem yodi. And it says there, remember, it starts by saying, remember, don't forget. Don't forget Hashem. Don't forget where it all comes from. And then the pasuk continues saying, don't say that. Don't say that you did it all. Ki hu hanoisin lecha koach lasis choyel. Because Hashem is the one who gives you the koach to acquire wealth. So Rav Nosson Zal asks in a few places, first of all, what's koichi and what's oitzem yodi? They both seem to be the same thing. And secondly, why later does it say, ki hu hanoisin lecha koach? Hashem is the one who gives you the koach. And who gives you the otzem yad? What's going on here? And Rav Nosson Zal explains that in Parnassah there's two parts. In Parnassah, in acquiring wealth and everything, there's two parts. There's the etzah, there's the idea, knowing what to invest in. Should I invest in gold, copper, real estate, financing? That's one thing. And then there's the actual operation. There's the actual putting it into practice, making it happen. Rav Nosson Zal says, the Torah warns, what do people forget? What's the problem with forget? He forgets that he went to work. He didn't forget. He did go to work. The man went to work. He got up every morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, to be at work, 8 o'clock, put in 10-hour days. He put in a lot of work to build up this business. What he forgets is that who gave him the idea? Where did the idea come from? The most important thing is the idea. You could put in 80 hours a day, and you could be digging a deeper hole for yourself. Instead of just being in debt for $25,000, you work in a business for a whole year, and now you're in debt for $250,000. You added $225,000 of debt with this great idea that you thought you had, this great business idea. So the ikar, the most important thing, is the eitzah. And if you look in the Targum over there in that pasuk, when it says, ki hu hanoisin lecha koyach laso ischoyel, koyach, it says, is the eitzah. Hashem gives you the eitzah. Don't forget that. Don't take credit. Don't say it was koichi. It was my idea, my brains, v'oitzem yodi, and my effort. Ki hu hanoisin lecha koyach, because the idea has to come from Hashem. If Hashem blesses a person, he gives the person the right idea, then the person does something and it takes off, it succeeds. We've seen people make millions and billions of on shtuyot, total nonsense. Coca-Cola, what's a bigger joke than that? A poisonous drink, a drink that's, it's ugly, it's black, it doesn't even look nice, and the thing is full of they put in 6 different kinds of poison into it, and it gives you upset stuff. It bubbles, it's got effervescent on top, it's got all the chesroinus in the world, and it costs them about 1.5 cents for a 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola, and they sell it for $1.50, $3, depending on what part of the world you're in. This billion-dollar worldwide internet, what is it? It's a joke. It's a joke on us. The joke's on us. That we fell for this thing, that we actually buy this stuff, and we drink it, and we sell it, and we promote it, and everything. Hashem decided, Hashem put the thought into somebody's mind that this black stuff with the bubble, that this thing could sell. And they get four, the diet, and the non-diet, and the blue, and the cherry, and the green, all the different variations of it. The idea is from Hashem. Once Hashem gives a person an idea, they work on it, and it. But so now, we see that how does that parasha start? Hashem starts, Zocher, remember, don't forget. That's the concept of Zikaron D'Kedusha. Because when you're in this world and you're working with your hands, the hands are the thing that can make a person most easily forget that there's a Hashem there. Because what do you have Hashem? I did, look, I built it, I bought it, I pushed, I bought, and so the hands are the gashmis, the askonis, the thing that are most materialistic and physical in the world. I built this with my own hands. That's the expression. So therefore, the odayim bedafka, if a person is zoicha, that's why when we get up in the morning, the first thing we do is we wash our hands. Why? Because again, the hands are the thing that represent oilam hazeh, that represent shikha, that could get a person to forget. We start off, moidani l'fanecha melcha, remembering that there's a Hashem, remembering that there's another world. Then 1 minute later, we start doing things with our hands, and we forget about Hashem totally. It's koichi v'itzim yodi. That's why we purify the hands. Rav Nosson Zal throughout Likutei Halacha says a lot on this. And that's why the hands, bedafka, when they're working bigdusha, the hands are what can defeat the koyach hamedama. If a person washes his hands and he knows my hands, it's the hand of, everything is the hand of Hashem. The first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis Boro Elikim Es Hashamayim Vesoretz, has 28 letters in it. They're called the Chof Ches Asfon de Bereishis, the 28 letters of creation. Koyach Ma'asov, Rashi says on that pasuk, Koyach Ma'asov Higid L'Yamoy. Hashem revealed that I made, don't say you made nothing, I made this whole world with my hands. The word Yad is 14, twice Yad is 28. That's these 28 letters of Bereishis. There's a pasuk, Af Yodi Yosto Oretz, Vimini Tovcho Shamayim. Hashem says, it's my hand that established the earth, and my right hand that established heaven. So again, it's the hands of Hashem, and it's the Chof Ches Asfon de Bereishis, and it's Hashem's moyach, it's Hashem's idea. That's the opposite end of Medama. That's Zikoron D'Kedusha. And the opposite of it is the medame, the oilam hasheker, the koichi v'oitzem yodi of this world. Paragraph Dalid. V'zeh b'chinas hashvua shehitilu chachomeinu zal al hamuchzok. And this is why our rabbis placed an obligation on the one that's holding the object, that he should swear that he's telling the truth, that it's his, that the money is his, v'poter, and then he's no longer obligated to pay the $1,000 or the 100, whatever it is, to return the object. Ki hayad hanal, because the hand that we discussed earlier, she'al yodo machnien hamedame, with which we defeat the medame, when the hand is holy, when the hand is proper, then that hand has the ability to defeat the medame. Lav kolodom zoichelozeh lebechinas yad hanal. Not every person has that holy hand, that good hand, the hand sheyuchal lachnia medame al yodot, a hand which can defeat the medame. Ukemuvan sham b'divrei Rabbeinu anal, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, Likutei Moharan, shetzorech sheyeh hamenagen bayad lasois tikun anal odom godol moed. Rabbeinu Zal says there that if a person wants to correct the koyach hamedame through his hand, he has to be on a very high level, a very, very big tzaddik. V'zeh b'chinas Yosef HaTzaddik. Rabbeinu Zal over there is the example of Yosef HaTzaddik, who was zoicha that his hands was so holy that with his hands he was able to repair the medame. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ve'yosef yoshis yodoy aleinecha. Yosef HaTzadik will place his hands upon your eyes. That through his hands he can make the tikkun for the ra'ayin, which is the zikoron d'kedusha. Ve'ze bechinas shvua hanal. And this is why the rabbis instituted that the one who's holding it has to swear, ki hashvua hu bechinas Yosef, because swearing is associated with Yosef HaTzadik, shehu bechinas tzadik yesoid olam, Kemuva besforim. Rav Nosson Zal brings this in several places in the Kutei Halachos. I don't remember the source for it this moment, but there's a pasuk that the Sifrei Kabbalah show a connection between shvua, swearing, and the midah of yesoid. The midah of yesoid, the bris. Could be it originates from Avram Avinu, when Avram Avinu took a shvua with Eli, when he made Eliezer swear that he's going to fulfill the requirements, he told him to hold on to the bris koide, hold on to the bris. Could be that's one of the connections, but Rav Nosson Zal brings it in a number of places, that shvua is an inyan of yesoid tzaddik. Validei ha-shvua, Zoichin la'ad bekom achshavta bal madosi. Therefore, the power of shvua strengthens the yad. It elevates the yad to a level that it should be effective in helping the person remember olam haba. You know, the zikaron d'kedusha. Sheze ikur bechinas neder u'shvua. This is the whole concept of a vow and swearing. Sheheim olim ad al madosi. They reach all the way up to Olam Haba. A neder and a shvua is something that goes beyond the physical world. It reaches up to the next world. The Zohar HaKadosh brings the word neder is Nun Dor, 50th generation, the 50th level, which represents Bina, which is above this world. The world we are in is always compared to the seven lower spheres. 7 days of creation, 7 years in a Shemitah, the number seven. When we go to the eighth, when we go to Bina, we're going into the next world. We're going into Olam Haba. So Neder is referred to as Nun Dor, the 50th generation. 50 represents the 50 levels of Bina, Nun Share Bina. Shehu Bechinas Yom HaKippurim, which is also compared to Yom Kippur, Shematirin Oz Nedorim Ushvuos, where we start Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we leave the world, right? On Yom Kippur, we're like angels. We're fasting all day. So we start off with Kol Nidre, with a special prayer to release us from all Nedorim and all Shvuos. Ki Yom HaKippurim Hu Bechinas Olam Haba, because Yom Kippur is compared to Olam Haba, She'ein Bo Yachilu Shtiyo Kido, where there's no eating and drinking. Kayadua Kol Zeh, as is known throughout the Sforim, that they always write that Yom Kippur is a concept of Olam Haba. Ki Zeh Iker Bechinas Neder Ushvua La'ad Bekom Achshavta Bi'al Madosi, because this is the whole concept of a person making a vow or swearing that they're going above the physical world, they're connecting with Olam Haba. Ki ikur bechinas la'ad bekanal nasa al yidei shemagdilin hasechel bechol dovor laha lois horaglin shel hakedusha l'shoroshon. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that what's this concept of being connected to Olam Haba? Rabbeinu Zal says that this world is the feet of Hashem, Kav Yochel. V'horetz hadoim ragloi, the footstool. That what's revealed in this world is the lowest, lowest levels of Hashem's light. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that a person has to search throughout their day in their machshovo dibor mais and things going on, the ramazim, the hints that Hashem is sending them from the next world. Hashem is sending them all kinds of ramazim to bring them close to Hashem. And when a person is able to do that, when a person is able to be magdil his seichel, to look past just what's going on physically, but to look what's behind it, what's the reason for this, what message is Hashem sending me, then he's transcending the materialistic world. He's going above. He's going into spirituality. He's reaching la'ad b'kama shafta ba'al medosi. V'ze nase b'yoyser al yidei b'chinas neder u'shvua. And the way that a person accomplishes that in a big way is through a neder and shvua. Shal yodom on yuchoylen la'asois toiro u'mitzvois mikol hadvorim sheboilom afilu midvar rishus on oisin toiro mitzvois de neder u'shvua. Because we know that the power of a neder or a shvua is the power to create new Torah. According to the Torah, this cup of coffee, this bottle of orange juice is 100% kosher. A person makes a neder that they're not going to drink orange juice for 30 days, for a year, for a life. Suddenly he turned the orange juice, he added a 614th requirement for him. Suddenly there became a new mitzvah not to drink orange juice. for this person. So we see that the concept of neder and shvua is a concept of the ability to add Torah, to add to the Torah. Just like the concept of a person living in this world and interacting with people, doing normal things, right? And looking for what's behind, looking for the spirituality behind it, looking for the Torah that's found in that object, looking for the message that Hashem is sending them in that object. As Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on this in Yoredeya, in the beginning of, I'm sorry, in Orach Chaim, in Hilchas Nedorim and Shvuos. This is that concept of attaching oneself to Olam Haba, lehalois hachius v'horaglin l'sharoshon, to elevate the chius of this world, the feet, to elevate it to the upper levels. Ki kol haTorah kula nitna b'shvil b'china zu, because the entire Torah was given for this purpose, la'adbeko machshavto ba'alma da'osi, that human beings living in this physical materialistic world should have the ability through the Torah to connect to the upper world, to the higher level, to the Olam Haba. Ki ikar hakedusha hu rak bishvil zeh, because the whole concept of holiness and purity and purification is for this purpose, lehizdabek ba'or hachayim ba'al medosi, so that we will be zoiche to attach ourselves to the heavenly light in the future world. Kamay shamru, as the Torah says, v'chay bohem, you will live with the mitzvahs of the Torah. What does it mean, live? L'yoyim shekulay toiv. It doesn't mean live in this physical world. It means you'll be zeche to eternal life, which is the next world, Olam Haba. U'bishvil zeh nosan lonu Hashem Yisborach has kol mitzvahs haTorah. That's the reason why Hashem gave us all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Ki Hashem Yisborach shir b'daitoy kaviyochol, Shaidei Ramach Mitzvoy Seilu, because Hashem calculated and measured with his great wisdom that by a Jew performing and fulfilling these 248 positive mitzvahs, Nucha Ledabek Machshavteinu Baal Medosi, will be able to connect our brain and our soul to the future world, to Olam Haba, Lifi Ho'eis V'Hazman V'Ho'odom V'Hamokoyim, depending on the timing, depending on the person, and depending on the location. Meaning, for example, I can do this on one level during the 6 days of the week. On Shabbos, it's a whole different level. Shabbos is called Me'ein Olam Haba. So the ability to connect from this world to the Olam Haba, on Shabbos, I have a much, much better shot at it, a much, much greater chance. So there's an issue of timing. There's an issue of location. A person's in Chutz Loretz, Lahavdol, versus a person in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says a person living in Chutz Loretz, it's as if he has no Hashem. And a person living in Eretz Yisrael. So we see the ability to connect with Hashem, with Ruchnius, with Olam Haba. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a whole different level. And at the Koisel, at the Kivrei Tzadikim, each depending on the level of holiness, that's what defines to what degree a person can do this more. And then Lefi Hodam, people are different. You can have a regular person, and you can have a tzaddik, and you have a greater tzaddik. The bigger the tzaddik, the more connected he is to Olam Haba, to the Zohar HaKadosh is an incredible example. The Zohar HaKadosh differentiates between Yeshaya HaNovi and Moshe Rabbeinu. A person would say, Yeshaya HaNovi, how much higher can you get than that? We're talking about a person who was on a much higher madrega than the Tanoim and a Navi, Mamash a Navi. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when Yeshaya HaNavi said his prophecy, he said, Shimi Shomayim V'Ha'azini Eretz. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, he said, Ha'azinu HaShomayim V'Sishma Ha'oretz. Makorepo, reverse. What is Lahazin and what is Lishmoa? So the Zohar HaKadosh says, when somebody's sitting right next to you and you want to say, listen to what I'm telling you, you say Lahazin. Lishmoa, Shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Lishmoa is when I'm making an announcement for people who are far away even to be able to hear me. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Yeshaya HaNavi, who was more down to earth, he was closer to earth than to heaven, he said, Shimi Shomayim. When he addressed Shomayim, he said, Shimi. When he addressed Eretz, he said, Vahazini. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was closer to heaven than he was to earth, he was more connected to Shomayim than he was to Eretz, he said, Ha'azinu HaShomayim Vadabeiro V'sishma Horetz Simrifi. So we see that Odom, Mokoim, and Zman, that in all of these areas, there's Madregas and Madregas and Madregas. And the higher the level, the better the connection to Olam Haba, to Alma Dossi. Ki bePesach, Rav Nosson Zal gives an example. Ki bePesach anu bedapkin machshavteinu baAlma Dossi al yedei achilas matzah v'arba koses. Because, for example, on the holiday of Pesach, how do we connect to Hashem? How do we connect to Olam Haba? By eating matzah and drinking four cups of wine. Ubesukkos, whereas on Sukkos, the manner in which we connect to Olam Haba is totally different. Ayidei Sukkah v'lula v'kiyotze b'zeh. And Barosh Hashanah alidei Shofar. Ubiyom HaKippurim alidei Atainas v'chein b'shar zmanim. Each and every time has a different program, a different formula by which we connect to Olam Haba. V'chein b'chol yoyim v'yoyim on a mizdapkin b'yal medosi ayidei tzitzis u'tfilin u'shar mitzvois hanoyigim b'chol yoyim. And so too, on a daily basis, we make a connection to Olam Haba through the mitzvahs that we perform on a regular day. Tzitzis, tefillin, mizit. V'chein l'fi hodom. And so too, there are differences between people. Ki koyhanim u'leviyim yesh lahem mitzvahs miyuchodos la'ad b'kal yodom. Because the Kohanim and Leviim have mitzvahs that apply only to them, not to Yisraelim, by which they connect to Hashem, by which they connect to Olam Haba. V'chein b'shar b'nei Adam, and other people have different mitzvahs, different ways of connecting. V'chein l'fi amokoyim, ki be'eretz Yisrael yesh mitzvahs miyuchodos la'ad b'kal yodom. Because in Eretz Yisrael there are specific mitzvahs by which the people living in Eretz Yisrael connect to Hashem through those mitzvahs. Ki klal kol ha'mitzvahs, because the concept behind all of the mitzvahs, the purpose for all of the mitzvahs is to connect us to the future world. This world is a place of sheker. This world is a place that's far, far, far away from Hashem. The future world is called the Olam Ho'emes. That's Hashem. Hashem is called Emes. Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So our mission in this world is to connect to Olam Haba, to the Emes, to that great light. V'chol ha-shesa loisase, and all 365 negative commandments, hein b'shvil lishmar es hazikoroim, are to help us guard and protect this remembrance, this ability to remember Olam Haba, remember where you came from, remember where you're going, remember that this world is only temporary, this is only a transient state. By a Jew watching himself and avoiding ra'ayin, the evil eye, looking the wrong way at things, shehu misas halev, which is synonymous with a cardiac arrest, death in the heart. Shehem bechinas klal kol hashesa loisese. That's what all the 365 negative commandments are all about. Avoiding ra'ayin, avoiding misas halev. Shekulam nimshachem ebechinas hora ayin. All of those things that a Jew is not allowed to do and not allowed are all connected to ra ayin, shehum misas halev, which is synonymous with misas halev. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, v'loy sasuru et urisa moisai, uzachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. You'll remember all the mitzvos of Hashem, and you will not follow the wrong pursuits of your heart and your eyes. The ra'ayin, the misa salev, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in that Torah on the Likutei Moran. V'chol zeh hu la'ad b'kamach shavta b'al medosi al yidei targmitzas ha'Torah. All of this is about attaching our brain, our thoughts, to Olam Haba by fulfilling the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. Aval gam bechol dovar yesh chiyus elokus. But even if we're not talking about mitzvahs, in an apple, in a tree, in a plant, in a leaf, there is Hashem's energy in that. V'zeh nimsar l'chol otam b'frat l'fi madrigosoi, and this is given over to each and every person, each and every individual person, on their level, shezoyche la'at b'kamach shevoisev gam b'chol divrei horishus b'yal madosi, that we have the ability to connect with Hashem, to connect with Olam Haba, not just with talis and tefillin, not just with mitzvahs, but even Dover Shus, a person walks in the street, he sees a tree, he sees a grapevine. And he says, look at this, look at Hashem, look at that. Somebody made that with their hands? Somebody shaped each one of those grapes? What are you, nuts? This is a work of art, this is the work of Hashem. Each leaf, the shape of the leaf and the color and the millions of little wires going through each leaf and the grape and how they connect and how it's seasonal, how it knows exactly when to come out and all of these things. The Torah opened up our eyes, Vigil Salamazois, and revealed this to us, Shenuchal Ledabek Machshavoseinu Balmadosi Bechol Advarim Shaboilam, that we have the ability to attach our brains, our thoughts, to Olam Haba through every single thing in this world. Velasois Mehem Torah, and to turn it into Torah, to turn it into Emunah. Vigil Salamazois, Haidei Mitzvahs Neder Ushvua. Where do we see this? Where do we see that we have the ability to create new Torah? That besides the mitzvahs that are already there, a Jew can add to the Torah. How? Neder and Shvua. The ability to make a vow, to add new requirements, new mitzvahs that weren't there before. Shebozeh horolano haTorah beferish. Through this, the Torah shows us openly, she'onu yecholin lasois ba'atzmeinu, Torah u'mitzvos mikol advarim shvoilam afilu dvar hashus, that we have the ability to create for ourselves new Torah and mitzvahs regarding things that until we do it, the thing is totally permissible. It has no mitzvah attached to it whatsoever. You can eat the apple or not eat the apple, whatever you want. And then one minute a person makes a vow, I'm going to eat this apple, suddenly it becomes a mitzvah for him to eat that apple. Because this object, which was originally totally optional, in the beginning, before the person made the vow, it had no mitzvah attached to it. And when this person went ahead through a vow, by obligating himself either to eat that apple or not to eat that apple, to do or not to do, Achshav nasa mizeh dvar horishus, Torah mitzvahs. The person now turned this optional thing into a mandatory thing, into Torah and mitzvahs. Nimtza, shayde neder ushvua hu ikr bechinas lad bekam hashavta bal madosi mikol advarim shvoilam. So therefore, the concept of neder in shvua shows us and teaches us our ability to connect to Hashem from anything in this world. The ability to attach ourselves to Olam Haba through anything in this world. Kishom ikr shoyre shel neder ushvua. Because that's where neder and shvua are rooted. They are rooted in bebechinas almedosi. Neder is bina. Ish ki yafli lindor neder, it says. Yafli, pele, is again keser, bina, the upper worlds it's talking about. Neder and shvua are all a concept of this upper world, Olam Haba, and that sets the example, that's the prototype to show us that a Jew has the ability in anything in this world to connect their machshava Hashem to Olam Haba from all the different things in this world. We'll hold it over here. We'll continue from here tomorrow.